as the world gradually shifts to renewable sources of energy, government is to distribute 2 million solar lanterns to communities without electricity throughout the country. This is to replace the use of kerosene lanterns. Also, government is to expand a 20-megawatt solar plant which has already started in Navrongo. Deputy Power Minister John Abu Jinapor disclosed this when he launched the second renewable energy fair in Accra. He said the decision to build more solar plants is to reduce the consumption of electricity. A report by Baba Otu.
The Deputy Power Minister, John Abu Jinapor, said the ministry, in collaboration with the Energy Commission, has drafted the Renewable Energy Bill, which, when passed into law, will ensure sustainable, cost-effective, clean and non-polluting energy for the people.
We are implementing an ongoing program where we are distributing 2 million solar lanterns to replace kerosene lanterns in rural areas. We conducted a survey and realized that kerosene, which was subsidized, was not reaching the targeted community. In fact, there was some form of diversion and adulteration. And in most communities, what they use kerosene for is for lighting. So we've embarked on a program to replace the kerosene system with solar lamps so that it reaches the targeted community. The solar lamps are brighter, they last longer, and it's cost efficient because you do not need to procure kerosene for the lanterns. Moreover, they are environmentally friendly because you do not have the fumes and the hazards of smokes that come out of kerosene lanterns. And we have been making significant progress with this program. We are also implementing a program known as the National Solar Rooftop Program, which was announced by His Excellency the President. And we intend achieving 200,000 rooftops in the country equipped with solar panels. The target for this year is to install 20,000 solar home systems in buildings. This, we believe, will reduce the consumption from the national grid.
The board chairman of the Energy Commission, Dr. Kwame Ampofo, said Ghana is endowed with solar sources of energy, unlike other countries. It is therefore prudent that a country makes good use of this type of energy, which is appropriate and lasts longer.
By virtue of the geographical location in the tropics, Ghana is well endowed with solar energy resources, receiving daily irradiation of 4 to 6 kilowatt hours per square meter of area, and a corresponding annual sunshine duration of 1,800 to 3,000 hours every year. These are ideal conditions for exploiting this free, inexhaustible energy through various conversion systems to meet most of the energy needs of our economy. This year's fair is aimed at bringing together even more actors in the industry to collectively develop a vibrant and viable market and expedite the promotion of widespread adoption of renewable energy and energy efficiency in Ghana for sustainable economic growth.